This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Calling it a colossal victory for our farmers, President Trump today signed the USMCA. Trump was flanked by Vice President Mike Pence and United States Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, who called it the largest, fairest, most balanced modern trade agreement. It will replace the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. Lighthizer said this great historic agreement is truly the result of an extraordinary effort by many, many people. Illinois Farm Bureau President Richard Giebert Jr. said he appreciated Trump and his administration's leadership on the bipartisan-backed trade deal. He was quoted to say this agreement is a great and vital victory that will set the stage for increased agricultural opportunity in 2020 and the years to come. Giebert was also quoted to say 1 in 5 acres in Illinois is planted to feed the Mexican and Canadian consumers. As farmers prepare for the 2020 planting season, hope is on the horizon for our Illinois farmers to sell what they grow. The Department of Agriculture is reminding farmers that are interested in the Conservation Reserve Program that 2020 general sign-up to enroll is February 28th. The sign-up is available to farmers and private landowners who are either enrolling for the first time or re-enrolling for another 10 to 15 years. FSA Administrator Richard Fordyce notes this is the first opportunity for general sign-up since 2016, and we want producers and private landowners to know that we have just 1 month remaining. CRP has 22 million acres enrolled, but the 2018 Farm Bill has lifted the cap to 27 million acres. Signed into law back in 1985, CRP is one of the largest private lands conservation programs in the country. Moving on now to State of Illinois Ag News. Farmers from across Illinois have had the opportunity to learn more about soil health this month at the annual Conservation Cropping Seminars. 2020 marked the 7th year that the Illinois Department of Agriculture has partnered with several organizations to host the Soil Health Focus Seminars. Elliot Legacy with the IDOA says interest in conservation seems to be at an all-time high at the seminars held this week in Mount Vernon, Bloomington, and Rochelle.
So far, turnout's been excellent. We had over 100 folks down in Mount Vernon, and we're over 150 here today. So the first couple of years, you know, it was a struggle to get the numbers up there. But we have the nutrient loss reduction strategy in Illinois. So a lot of the things in order to achieve those goals is some of the tools that they're going to need to be utilized for that are being discussed at these meetings.
Hans Koch is a conservation consultant with decades of soil health experience. He was the keynote speaker and believes improving soil health is an attainable goal for any farming operation.
That's the beauty of it. We have had people doing this for 15 years. We've had people no-tilling for 30 to 40 years. So there's a lot of knowledge out there, and surprisingly, people are willing to share that. These are not guys with sandals and man buns and, and alternative farming people. These are large commercial operations. We're talking 5,000-6,000 acre farms. And I'm not promoting that we should get our farms that big, but if those guys can make the wholesale change to reduce herbicides, reduce nitrogen, reduce tillage on your 2,000 acre farm, it's absolutely doable. Regardless of your family situation, your land situation, it is doable. Get the information and start on some small acres.
Rick Clark, who farms in eastern Illinois and western Indiana, agrees. He started focusing on building soil health in a cover crop and no-till system years ago. He says his around 7,000-acre farm now operates completely green.
It's all about building soil health and getting everything back into balance with Mother Nature. I'm trying to get a synergistic relationship with Mother Nature. We are taking away all man-made attributes. So we no longer use synthetic fertilizers. We no longer use chemicals. We don't use insecticides. All of those things have been removed from our farm. And as a result of that, we are building soil health. Our yields are on the increase. Our inputs are on the decrease. And we have very good return on investment numbers right now. It's very profitable.
Both experts encourage farmers to work with their local USDA offices, extensions, and soil and water conservation districts to learn more about building soil health. And we'll continue on into state and even some local ag news following these messages.
Sometimes when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Call me, Wayne Schaefer, at 498-5800. 498-5800.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. Their customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, M&M wouldn't be where they are today. They are truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Macoupin County Farm Bureau members save big with the new membership benefit platform. Members enjoy access to more than 302,000 discounts on everything from hotel rooms, theme parks, restaurants, and movies to Ford vehicles, prescriptions, electronics, and more. If you aren't a member of Macoupin County Farm Bureau but would like to join, call 217-854-2571. Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
And we're back here on your Wednesday afternoon ag show. Moving on into state ag news further, we have the latest crop progress and condition report for the month of January across Illinois. Statewide, the average temperature for the month was 31.5 degrees. That's 6.8 degrees above normal. Precipitation for January has averaged 4.28 inches, 2.67 inches above normal. As of Sunday, the 26th, topsoil moisture supply was rated 3% short, 57% adequate, and 40% surplus. The subsoil was about the same, 3% short, 65% adequate, and 32% surplus. Winter wheat condition thus far, rated 3% very poor, 9% poor, 41 fair, 37 good, and 10% excellent, and the amount of snowfall, or the lack thereof, has caused the downfall in those wheat numbers. Moving on into local ag news now on a Wednesday. Coming up in February, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, along with Crossover Ministries, will be holding an event called 5F, covering faith, family, friends, farms, and future. This event will highlight stress management in the ag industry, and it will also be an event to celebrate farmers and everything they do to feed the world. To explain more on this first-of-its-kind event is Montgomery County Farm Bureau Manager Katie Wilson.
Really looking forward to this event. We're partnering with Crossover Ministries, and we're calling this a 5F, and we're thinking of it as a high five to our farmers. And the 5Fs are faith, family, friends, farmers, and future. All very important things, and things that I think a lot of people listening have in common. This event is focusing on stress on the farm. We all know that this past year was super stressful. The weather itself caused a bunch of that. We couldn't get in the fields to plant, and then harvesting was really difficult. It was a late year. And then the markets and all the different stressors that come with farming. So that has been a really hot topic, unfortunately, in the ag industry lately. So we thought we would like to host an event to address that issue, hopefully provide some tips and some comfort to those people if they are struggling and they are stressed out, offer some ways to deal with that stress. And a good point that was brought up by Adrian DeSutter, who is our featured speaker for this event. Just a little bit about Adrian. She lives in Knox County with her husband. She's a farm wife. She previously was a counselor, so she's certified in counseling, and now this last year she's really been working with ag groups and traveling the country to talk about mental health and stress on the farm. And when we were putting the flyer together to advertise for this event, she brought up a good point. We were talking about the wording. How do we want to promote this when we talk about stress? And she says, you know, sometimes our first mistake is that we want to get rid of stress, but really we just need to learn how to live with it and how to manage stress. So that is one of the key things we're hoping to offer from this event. Also a free meal. Milanis is going to be catering. It's free to the public. So all that we ask is you RSVP in advance so we know how much food to provide. And we invite farmers, your neighbors, your friends, family, ag industry professionals who work with farmers on a daily basis. We want this to be an educational event and just to help you out if you are stressed or if you're just wanting to learn more about how to manage stress and mental health. This is the event for you.
Again, this is going to be on February 20th. We didn't really cover the date. February 20th at the Farm Bureau office, and it's going to be in the evening. That's a Thursday night, so during the week. And, of course, as you said, with a meal, we're going to need RSVP.
Yep.
So that's,
yes.
That's going to be coming up pretty soon, too.
Yeah, we're asking for RSVPs by February 7th, which is not that far away. Somehow it felt like January was the month that never ends, and now it's almost over. So February 7th, RSVP by calling my office, Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Our phone number is 217-532-6171. Again, this event is taking place Thursday, February 20th. Registration and the meal will kick off at 6 p.m. The program will follow. We're thinking it's not going to last much longer than a couple hours, so you can plan your schedules accordingly. And again, it's being held at my office in Hillsboro, which is 102 North Main Street.
Again, that was Katie Wilson, Farm Bureau Manager for Montgomery County. RSVP again for the 5F event is Friday, February 7th, and the event will be held on Thursday evening, February 20th. And that'll wrap up this Wednesday afternoon edition of the Farm Show. If you have any ag-related items for us, that can be emailed to us at WSMI@WSMIradio.com. So for this Wednesday afternoon, January 29th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.